Comic podcast, zero issues. Comic podcast, epic calendar, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mini episode 2.
This episode, we have certain gentlemen in this podcast have assembled some lists of actors, and we have to cast them in comic book roles.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Actor number one, Wilford Brimley.
MODOK.
And he just tells you to eat oatmeal.
A 56 second episode.
Done.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
We're done. Did I have something before? I feel like we talked about this before, and I had something that was a joke, and I forgot it already, so... The Walrus.
Yeah. And then I said Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Yeah. There it is.
All right, number two, yeah. Michael Dorn.
Oh!
Michael Dorn. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Worf. Yeah, you guys got anything?
Oh boy, that's tricky. He's,
It's hard to, like, just hear a name and go, boom, who do you... Unless there's... Yeah.
I mean, he's done cartoon stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did Calibac, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he Calibac?
He was already Calibac, because, like, my man was like, he'd be a pretty good Calibac, and he already was, so yeah. Fuck me. I got nothing.
Hypno Hustler.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's a beefy dude. I mean, he gets beat up by everybody.
Literally everybody.
Yeah, he gets
warped out.
Yeah, poor Worf.
Miles Morales' dad.
All right, sounds good.
Next. Fair enough. I'd watch that.
Kurt Russell.
Oh.
Like modern Kurt Russell? Well, I guess it has to be modern.
I would say now, Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Current day Kurt Russell.
Oh.
Ghost Rider. That's my pick.
Current Ghost Rider? Orson, what's his name in Iron Fist?
Orson. Like the previous Iron Fist.
The previous Iron Fist who's like old.
I don't know that character at all.
You lent me the comics. I haven't returned them in a while.
Like the 1920s Iron
Fist. Oh, sorry, Iron Fist. Yeah. I was thinking Iron Man when you said Iron. Oh, okay.
Orson, what's his name? Yeah, Orson, yeah. I forget the last name, but as like the older Iron Fist.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Guess what? You could check up my contact information, Marvel Studios. I'm just waiting. I think that would be great.
Man. That would be good, yeah.
Yep.
You just cast yourself a movie. Jet Li.
There's the obvious.
How old is Jet Li?
He's in his 40s, at least.
Yeah.
Been for a while.
Someone wise, but also young in the face. He's got a young old face.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi?
I know, there's the obvious one that you go to, and then it's like, okay, go to that character, but it's like...
He could be anybody.
Yeah.
There's no reason Danny Rand has to be a white guy. Just saying.
True. I suppose you're right about that. And how that made me feel inside, and why it made me feel that way.
Yeah.
Huh.
He shouldn't be, really, if anything.
Time to look into that.
But outside of that, he's in his 40s. It's a good question, man. The question. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, why not?
I mean,
you know what? Why not? I could see him as the question.
Actually, yeah.
Question's a street-level guy.
I couldn't.
He punches people.
Question's a talker.
You got a good point there.
Yeah.
He's a constant babbler.
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody that's got that.
Okay, so Jet Li.
What does Jet Li think about aglets? I just want to know that.
Jet Li, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Scram.
Next. Sean Connery.
Oh, Lord.
Alfred. Why not?
Why do we fall, Master Bruce? So we can pick out a pan shop again.
I just want to see a
get up, you bastard!
I've said it several times. I just want to see a bald Alfred for once.
Yeah. Like he'd be bald in the mustache, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, again, respect to Sean Pertwee. I respect your heritage. He dressed up as the Third Doctor for Halloween, and it was incredible. It was like looking at his father.
Hmm.
But we need some baldness. We need a mustache. We need that for Alfred.
Sean Connery is Dr. Druid.
Oh!
Nice.
That's good. You had that written down.
No, I didn't. That just came to me now. Right.
Merck's
right
a ringer. Merck's
right
a
now.
Ringer.
Right now.
Zach Braff.
Zach Braff.
He would have been a good
Ant-Man. Oh, shit.
He would have been a good Eric Grady Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, as far as, like...
Or even Scott Lang.
Yeah. Well, like
I'll take
like
Paul Rudd.
Well, yeah, well, but I'm just saying he's another than
if you can take Paul Rudd, you're going to take Paul Rudd. I mean, let's be
and,
fair.
Yeah, well, hey, what's up? Oopsie.
Did you just stop the timer?
No.
No?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Nobody else he would play?
Zach Braff?
Zach Braff?
Wally West?
Oh, or could he be one of the Blue Beetle Booster Gold?
Oh. Wait.
Him and Wilford Brimley.
Oh, weirdly enough.
Oh, I was thinking him and Donald Faison as Booster and Beetle.
Huh? Who would you want to be Booster? Who would you want to be Beetle? Because I'm going to say Zach Braff as Booster.
Kind of a bit of a role reversal?
In a
no,
way?
I would say he would
in
be
a way,
Beetle.
But in real life, I feel like Zach Braff is probably more of an insufferable ass.
Right.
And Donald Faison is probably just lovable. In real life.
Yeah, that's about right.
So you know what? Let's just do that.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you have any?
I have more.
Yeah, go.
Rock and roll.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh!
Who's a character that died?
I have one in mind, but I'll let you guys. Can you think of anything that? As I was writing it, I was like, "Ooh,
crazy person that died and hasn't been in comics in a long time."
And it's funny that you say that. That it's gonna.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of it. Why? What did you come up
with? I'm in the Thor mythos.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hell.
Oh.
She would make a fantastic Hell character.
Holy shit,
she is
you're right.
The queen of the dead. So, and Loki's daughter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I done.
Marvel,
done.
You can call me.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody else? I have one more written down, but...
You know what? You do that. I'm going to brew this one in my head.
All right. This is not really an actor. But I was looking at my list of my piles of movies as I was doing this.
Right.
Prince.
Who would Prince play?
Did I already say Hypno Hustler?
Fantastic.
I just want your extra time and your money.
Money, 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 money.
Yep.
All right.
That's done. That's
David Spade.
David Spade.
Oh, man. Who dies quickest?
Ted Kord? But like early 90s Ted Kord. When he was just the worst, but not a villain.
Yeah.
What's Superman sidekick guy, kid?
Jimmy Olsen?
Jimmy Olsen. Older Jimmy Olsen.
Old bitter Jimmy Olsen.
Old bitter Jimmy Olsen.
Like a Kingdom Come Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah.
Like beyond Kingdom Come.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Kingdom Come, Judy Olsen. There you go, David Spade. That's the career of a lifetime. fantastic. Who else do we have?
Chevy Chase.
Oh, man.
Ben Urich. No, not Ben Urich? Okay.
No, I like Ben Urich. All right. So no, that's not going to work. Can he somehow be like Henry Peter Gyrick? I want him to be somebody who I hate.
Oh, right. I forgot about Gyrick.
But he'd be like an old Gyrick. Old man Gyrick.
Old snarky, cocky Gyrick.
Yeah, but then he gets killed.
Oh, you and your cocky Gyrick.
All right. Yeah. Donald Glover, not Spider-Man.
Oh, so not Miles.
Not Miles.
An old...
Because he's already done that.
Frankly. He's already... And he's like... Yeah, he's our age, man. He's like me and you. He's like 30 something. Donald Glover... Not.
Because he is a star on the rise still.
How about this? Okay. Peter Parker. Oh. Because,
Mary
again,
Jane.
He could be Mary Jane, also, I guess.
Steve. Steve from accounting, too.
Steve from accounting.
Just saying, Donald for Spider-Man. That's, I'm still behind that hashtag.
Yeah, I
John
have...
Candy.
Bouncing boy.
If he were alive.
Hey, we're saving that one for another episode. All right,
whoops.
Oh, we're out of time. Tragically, we're out of time.
Well.
Now we're out of time.
Yeah, now.
Here it goes. Oh, the alarm has sounded. Oh,
well, I guess we're out of time. Well, you know what? Next time, we'll figure out who John Candy could be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet candy. Sticky, sweet candy.
We'll see you then, folks.